When I tasted you typing like Riska and talking like a fagoless clown, I was so angry I saw red. Obviously, that's a figure of speech. But I wasn't just mad because I couldn't stand someone impersonating her. The idea of a Riska-adjacent entity threatening to hurt people I don't hate brought back a lot of memories. Not all of them good ones. It was like a reflex. Riska killing again? Time to kill her back. Worse was the thought that you had... June knows a few things about Terezi Pyro, but she doesn't know everything. She's too busy having a crush to see what's really in front of her. The way June feels about Terezi is broadcasting so loud you'd have to be deaf not to taste it. It is comically obvious to everyone who possesses sense organs. But those same feelings are what obscure June's perception of the things even Terezi herself can't say out loud. Things like, she spent so long looking for Riska because she couldn't stand the thought of being around a gaggle of idiots who just don't get it. Who don't get what it's like to love someone you hate. Or why you can't let them go. She looked for Riska because she had to believe that the Riska she knew had grown up and learned the weight of hurting people. Because Terezi, despite her exhaustive wisdom concerning matters of crime and evisceration, still struggled to know that for herself. And for her, Riska was, among many things, a mirror she used to measure her own quality. Terezi Pyro also hurt people, and she hid her guilt behind a mask of legal objectivity. This did not make her any less guilty, so she had to believe that if the woman she loved enough to call sister had found a way to make up for her mistakes, then she could too. What June didn't know was that everything Terezi hated about Riska was really something she hated about herself. And everything she loved about Riska was something she wished she could share. She looked for Riska because not doing so meant living in a world without the one mirror she ever found whose Wow, that's a sentence. She looked for Riska because not doing so meant living in a world without the one mirror she ever found whose reflection gave her a sense of purpose.